Thanks for joining us today on RV Tech Talk, a podcast produced by the National RV Training Academy that is devoted to discussing ways to keep RVs in tip-top shape and ways to make money fixing or inspecting recreation vehicles. My name is Greg Gerber, your host for today's show. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. In previous episodes, we've talked to either Stephanie Hansen, the administrator of the Big Red Schoolhouse, or Todd Hansen, an instructor with the National RV Training Academy. Today, we'll speak with them both. They'll talk about their YouTube channel, Two Beards and a Babe, and a project they've been working on together. They had purchased an older Airstream and documented progress made on their renovation project, which enabled Todd to do some technical related videos. They began reviewing equipment that RVers use, but also explain why they need the equipment. Many reviews just describe the good and bad aspects of a product, but never really explain why RVers would benefit from using that. The Hensons describe the tools they use while going through a step-by-step process to rebuild the Airstream. They show how to test products before they are installed and explain why they selected those items in the first place. They also describe their involvement in the Road Life project, which was unveiled this summer. It's more like a club established by some well-recognized RVers who produce some quality content. The partners share tips and ideas for RVers and people exploring the lifestyle. One of the key benefits from being involved in the Road Life project is the ability to get health insurance while people are traveling. The Hensons describe the new group healthcare plan, how it works, and how it benefits full-time RVers and business owners who may have a difficult time getting coverage out of their home networks. They explain how RVers can get medical advice over the phone and even prescriptions without incurring the cost of an office visit. The Road Life Project also introduced a digital pen pal program to help connect kids who live in RVs with other kids who are also traveling. Finally, the Hensons explain how people can make money working full or part-time as RV technicians or RV inspectors and what it would take to jump into those opportunities. The interview is packed with information that RVers and dreamers will appreciate, so please welcome Todd and Stephanie Henson to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Todd and Stephanie. I really appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you got involved in the RV industry.
Thanks, Greg. We have been working in the RV industry for the past 5 years, working with the National RV Inspectors Association, with the National RV Training Academy, which is one of the newer businesses that we have been involved in. Myself, I kind of do some administrative work. I help recruit students, help them sign up for classes. Mr. Hansen is an instructor for the academy and teaches some of our classes that we offer. And we do a long list of other things that we'll jump into.
I'm just so happy she called me Mr. Hansen.
There you go. Yes. Super. You guys are married.
We
obviously.
Are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Family.
Happily. We have 4 kids, 1 son and 3 daughters.
Oh, my goodness.
2 dogs and 1 cat.
Yep.
That's good.
Large family.
That's a big family. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're living in Athens, Texas, or just outside of it at the Texan RV Park.
Yep. We call that home base. So, yep, we're full-time RV parkers.
RV parkers. But you do own an RV, and you have used that extensively in the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have 2 RVs. We have a 1978 Airstream that we're renovating, and we also have a 2016 Grand Design Momentum toy hauler that fits our large family.
Okay.
Yeah, consider the Airstream a future his and hers only unit,
mm-hmm.
and the Momentum will be our family unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And where's some of the fun places you've been in your adventures?
Okay. So Galveston, you know, our most recent trip was to Galveston.
Yeah.
That they're on the beach. So that was great.
Jamaica Beach RV Resort.
Right.
Was a great place.
Mm-hmm.
Has a lazy river and 3 swimming pools. It was a great park for our family to go and get away, enjoy the summer.
Sure.
Yeah, oddly enough, and you know, there we were able to spend 2 days in the park without even getting to the beach.
Because oh, really?
It was just so nice.
There's so much to do at the park. Okay, yeah.
It's about a block from the beach.
Okay, very good.
And where else have we been?
Well, we've been to Florida. We went over to Wakiva Falls RV Resort, which is a really neat place. I think the largest RV park he and I have ever stayed in. There was like, what, over 800 RV sites?
That is big. Yes.
Huge.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. They have a natural spring there with a water park and a pool. And we tend to gravitate towards RV parks that have swimming pools. That is a instant entertainment for the kiddos.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They love rolling in, and while mom and dad are setting it up, they're off exploring the park and hitting the pools.
They're already gone.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Absolutely. I understand that through your experience as RVers or using, you know, an RV, you started a YouTube channel called Two Beards and a Babe. Tell us about that. How'd that come up? I mean, that's an unusual name for a YouTube channel.
It sure is. We started our YouTube channel because at the time we had already been working with the National RV Training Academy, and we wanted to find a way to help bring some of the things that we do in our day-to-day work to the consumers. And the channel was originally designed to showcase not only us and what we do in the RV industry, but also our dog, which at the time she was a puppy. She is a giant schnauzer. Her name is Zena. And she also has a beard. So Todd has a beard. So we decided to name our channel Two Beards and a Babe. We were actually going to teach the public about giant schnauzers because they're not a very common breed that people especially RV with.
Right.
And we quickly learned that actually if we tried to train her and go into all of that, then we would actually be showing people that she's training us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So after 2 weeks of getting her, we felt that we better change,
the
what
focus.
We're going to talk about, because it looked like it was just not going to be a great channel whatsoever because the dog was training us.
Yeah. So about that same time, we had been making plans to purchase an older Airstream. Airstream is one of those brands that, you know, obviously is iconic, and we wanted to be able to have one, but we also knew that we couldn't go out and purchase a brand new one. So we went ahead and purchased a 1978 and started doing a full shell-off renovation project. So we share on our channel the steps that we're taking to renovate that Airstream. There's quite a few people and families out there that are actually also renovating, so we're hoping to be able to bring good information to people. But we also do some technical-focused episodes. Most recently, you know, Todd did an episode on the MicroAir Easy Start system and explained to people, you know, how it works, how it operates, and his recommendations on whether or not you should purchase one.
That's a really good idea because a lot of people enter the RV industry and they're just overwhelmed with options and equipment, things that people are using, et cetera, so they don't know what they need, and you're not just doing a review on the equipment, but you're also explaining why they need the equipment.
Right. We found that there was enough people out there that do unboxing and reviews, but there, you know, you also have people who might talk tech, but what if you're able to put, you know, the two together? And so that's kind of our focus now, is to be able to utilize, you know, the tools that we have and go through not only a step-by-step process of, you know, rebuilding an Airstream, but also testing the products before we put them in, rather than just simply say, hey, this is what we use. It's more of, this is how it works, and this is why we chose this particular product.
That's a really good idea. I would think that people would find that valuable information.
Right. Yeah.
We hope.
We hope.
That's our goal. Yeah.
Okay. How many videos have you produced?
We're up to 30 videos.
Okay. That's
and,
nice.
We'd like to send them out weekly, but I mean, truth be told, you know, we have a lot of businesses that we have our hands in, and it takes quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
So usually it's every couple weeks we're able to drop one out.
Okay.
Yeah, and the content changes based on what we're currently doing and focusing on, and so it's honestly a lot of fun, but it does take a lot of work.
Yeah.
To put together.
I understand one of the big projects you've become involved in has taken on a life of its own this summer. And that is the Road Life Project. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so We're actually, of course, minding our own business, and actually our co-partners of Road Life Project reached out to me, and that's Tony Flamia. He had this brainchild to be able to put together information for new RVers and for the hopefuls, you know, people who are looking at getting in there. And so he reached out to me saying, hey, I understand that you're a tech. You're able to help people out. And I have this idea of creating a club that we can actually address, you know, the major pain points that there are out there in RVing. So it was a perfect complement to the things that we have here. And so Steph and I, Tony and Mel, sat down and put together Road Life Project. And so, you know, from there we decided, okay, what are some of the key points, you know, the key pain points that RVers, you know, suddenly experience as soon as they jump into the lifestyle?
We want to be able to offer programs and assistance in helping overcome some of those hurdles that they deal with when they're thinking about quitting their 9-to-5 jobs and taking their family out on the road. One of those things that are in our experience that people constantly ask us about is, what do I do about health insurance? If I'm going to be leaving, you know, my employer or retiring, and how do I have a good health insurance program that will go with me no matter where we decide to travel? And I don't have to be bound within a certain state or set of states. And so we teamed up with the folks over at RV Insurance Benefits and launched the first group healthcare plan for RVers. We launched that in July, and we have over 100 families now that are on the plan. We've had great success with having enrollments, and ourselves were also on the plan. I have just been blown away with how easy it is to use the insurance, how familiar it is compared to, like, my former, you know, private employer plans. So it's been a great launch for us.
And so whenever you are RVing and you go into different states, you would assume that, you know, with health insurance, it's all the same. And it's an eye-opening, you know, event that takes place, that if you're out of state on your regular policy that you've had from your 9-to-5 job and you need a procedure, they're going to ask you to go back to your state.
Right.
You know, and so those are questions that people, you know, just entering in the RV space really don't understand. You know, the people that over at RV Insurance Benefits, they're full-time RVers, and so they live the life themselves. And so, yeah, we reached out to them and, you know, been working with them, and they've really opened up our eyes on, you know, how to, you know, ask the right questions ourselves. And so, it, you know, it became a great marriage, you know, putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine RVers, because they're traveling all over the country, they don't have a home clinic that they can really go to. So this insurance package allows people to select their own doctors when they're on the road. Is that it? Or just go wherever they need to go, be it an urgent care center or a regular physician if they're going to be somewhere?
There is a list of providers. They have over 9,000 providers in the United States. And one of the great benefits that comes with this plan is think of a concierge service, a number that you can call, and you let them know where you are and what you're in need of, and they will do the research for you and give you the list of providers and estimate cost of what you're looking at. Also, they have a program called Teladoc, which is for, let's say you're traveling with your family and you know that your child has strep throat. You can actually place a phone call into the Teladoc, and usually within an hour you have a return call, and they will list out, you know, the symptoms and go through a list of questions. And without having to go in, they will prescribe your child the medicine they need to the local pharmacy, and you can go pick it up and not feel like you have to go to the doctor to take care of those kinds of things.
That's very helpful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the second thing that we have, of course, determined that people ask, of course, is, how do I make money in this lifestyle?
That's important.
Yeah, everyone needs to make an income.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you're retired and living off of a pension or, you know, Social Security and investments and things like that. But we're seeing a lot of younger people hitting the road, and that is important for them to make money.
Yeah. In order for people to jump into the lifestyle sooner than later, they need to be able to solve that issue as well. So we have teamed up with WorkCamper News, and we help provide our members with resources that will help them either offset their costs, help them start new businesses. You know, we are affiliated with the National RV Training Academy, so obviously, we are trying to help people understand how they can become inspectors and technicians.
And give them a different skill set. You know, yes. Something they can use in the very thing that they're actually doing, which is RVing.
Yeah, I mean, not only do they learn it for themselves to save money on their own rig and take care of their own maintenance issues, but they can also help the people that they're going to be surrounded with. If you're traveling in RV parks, you are traveling with your customers. I mean, your customers are already there near you. This is a great business opportunity, and we help kind of coach them through that process.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing that Road Life Project really focuses on is for digital pen pals. This is going to be where you are a family and you've got kids that you're homeschooling on the road. So people often refer to that as road schoolers. You want your children to still have some social engagement with other kids. So what we've done is we've put together an online platform for kids to do video meetings, and we host game nights and trivia nights. We do craft times, and we send out the list ahead of time so they know what they need to bring to the meeting. But we have somewhere between 3 and 5 events a week that children can get on their computers with a parent assistance and be able to participate and engage with other kids their age. We also have chat forums for the older children who don't like to do as much video but would like to chit-chat with each other. And we're planning some events where they can come together. We're having a fall festival here this month where several of the full-time families that have kids are coming in and we'll be spending time together. And they've already met each other online. So we're taking out some of that social awkwardness that they may first have when they meet, you know, new people. And
but also, you know, provide, you know, the areas of, you know, whether it be holidays, dance, you know, dances. We will be actually performing conducting a prom and graduation. So, you know, some of the questions that, you know, I guess children asked before, you know, going on the road is, okay, but I'm gonna miss out on this. I'm gonna miss out on, you know, all these different events. And so what we thought was, hey, this is a major pain point. No one's really addressed this. Why don't we, you know, put something together for the kids who are road schooling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as adults, we all have like social media and different forums, chat groups and things that we get on, and we create friendships with other adults that we have things in common with, whether it's the type of rig you have or the interests that you have. This is the same concept for the road schoolers, having an online community of friends that they can count on that they're going to see time and time again. And then when they do meet up in person, they're excited and they're celebrating, you know, the fact that they already have a relationship built there.
That's a great idea. I know a lot of people are concerned about online safety though. So have you taken steps to ensure that the kids remain safe?
Oh, absolutely. So we have it set up where, every event that we have, of course we, you know, use a platform where it's a video based, and it's protected by, not only a website, but we have a waiting room where everyone who, you know, checks in, the parents have to check off. We have to make sure that they're actually members of Road Life. And then, of course, all of our adults that are in there have already been background checked as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a group of volunteers, which are other digital pen pal parents, who we have taken the time to do an official background check on and interviewed so that we know the kids that are in the group, the adults that are monitoring that group, have gone through some training from us and through our program.
Yeah, and so none of the events take place without our volunteers.
Okay, very good.
And so kids can't reach out directly.
This online service isn't available 24/7 then. It's specific events that the kids are logged into.
Correct.
And when the events are over, they just can't have that contact. Right. There's no way for other people to get in touch with them.
Correct.
Now, we do have a blog, you know, on the website that they can, of course, or forums that they can chat, and mm-hmm. we monitor those, but that's available, you know, of course, whenever anyone's on. But, no, our video sessions are scheduled.
And they're recorded and kept.
That's neat. Like I said, we've seen a lot of younger people coming in to the lifestyle who are still working, and especially people who have children. Is it easier today to do this kind of a lifestyle, to enjoy this nomadic lifestyle, going out and experiencing things, traveling around the country, than it was in the past?
I think that there are more resources available to these families now. I know that I personally had looked into this lifestyle about 10 years ago, and it was difficult trying to find families who had already been doing this and were sharing their experience where I could glean some insight and kind of make a plan. I think now there are so many great resources, and people are sharing their experiences every single day. And now it's kind of like if you just get in with a good group of people, which is what we're establishing with Road Life Project, and just ask your questions, you have people who are ready to help you. They want to see you succeed, and they're excited to help encourage you and help you move into that as well.
That's great. Well, if people were interested in learning more about the Road Life Project, where could they get it?
I'd be over at roadlifeproject.com.
You can't make it easier than that.
Right.
Super. And is there a cost to join?
It is. Just a standard, $5.99 a month or $60 for the year gives you access to being a Road Life member.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple different plans based on what your needs are.
Okay. So if you not just the socialization, but if you need training or help getting on the road, that type of thing, that's the kind of services that you would provide?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. Hope everybody checks out the Road Life Project and more also to take time to go over to YouTube and check out Two Beards and a Babe and look at the great information that you guys are producing there as well.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank Todd and Stephanie Henson for taking time to come on the show to describe all the ways they are involved in making it easier for people to get on the road and stay on the road. Their approach to RV product reviews is excellent. There are hundreds of outstanding products in the RV industry. People may know they exist, but they really don't know why the products are important or how RVers can benefit from using them. Showing people how to test products before they install them can save a great deal of aggravation and expense. It's all part of an ongoing education process, and the fact that it is being developed by people working at the Big Red Schoolhouse is a big plus too. I was intrigued by the new Road Life Project and can see a huge benefit for people living a full-time RV lifestyle, especially families. Being able to find insurance that covers medical care wherever people travel is an enormous advantage for RVers. Too many insurance companies penalize people for seeking care with out-of-network healthcare providers. It's silly to expect people living in an RV to travel hundreds of miles back to a home clinic just to get treatment. The ability to pick a doctor anywhere is a huge relief for families, and the ability to do so affordably is an even bigger plus. Because RVers share a common lifestyle, they are already part of a rather exclusive community of people who enjoy traveling and sharing new experiences. Thanks to the Road Life Project, people can now share those experiences online. That allows like-minded people to stay connected wherever they are, and the ability for kids to have digital pen pals just ensures they get to meet and stay in touch with more kids their age. For more information, be sure to visit www.roadlifeproject.com or check out Todd and Stephanie's YouTube channel, Two Beards and a Babe. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. That's all we have for today's episode. Next time, we'll talk to a couple who graduated from the National RV Training Academy and now travels with their 10-year-old daughter while providing RV repair services. Thanks for listening to RV Tech Talk. We'll see you next time.